The hooked model synthesizes decades of research into a simple framework firms can use to shape perceptions and build habits. Put bluntly, it's a form of manipulation, but then all design is a form of manipulation. Whether it's interaction design, whether it's interior design, all design changes our behavior to suit the designer's needs. Now we have a special responsibility when we as a designers are crafting user behavior to meet some kind of commercial interests, from the high ceilings of a library to the evocative colors in the poster to the dropped angle in the lounge. Chair design manipulates your feelings to the designers like it. As with all powerful tools, designing hooks can be used in a range of ways. In short, manipulation has a good side and a bad side. For example, manipulation that comes in the form of persuasion is great. Persuasion is defined as an action that the user themselves want to do, and the product facilitates that behavior. So we can persuade folks to form a habit around exercise. Learning a new language or managing their finances, the opposite of persuasion is coercion. Coercion is when a product or service gets someone to do something they didn't want to do. Take investment platform, Robinhood. The firm gamified investing to encourage rapid stock trading, something most financial pros will tell you is not a good idea for building long-term wealth. More than at any other retail brokerage firm, Robinhood users trade the riskiest products and at the fastest pace. Products become more unethical the more they cross into coercion, as a product takes no action to protect vulnerable populations, skips a use and abuse policy, and fails a regret test. It becomes more coercive. And as a result, unethical first consider the most vulnerable populations to coercion. Children are a protected class. I'm not going to let my 10-year-old daughter walk into a bar and order gin and tonic. She's not ready for that. I'm not gonna let her go to a casino and start gambling. She's not ready for that either. Take Juul, launched in 2015. The firm quickly grew into a leader in e-cigarettes with almost 50% market share in 2020. However, in 2019, 28% of high school students and over 10% of middle school students used the e-cigarettes, and 81% of Juul's Twitter followers, or between 13 and 20. We can assume that a portion of Juul's users. For children, there's another protected class of people who are not currently legally protected, who I think do deserve protection. People who are pathologically addicted, people who, despite their best efforts, can't stop using a product or service. Take online betting. The United Kingdom's was the prominent online sports betting app, Kontain has acknowledged that a portion of its customers may be addicted. Our problem gamblers. Gambling addiction is a widespread problem in USA alone. Nearly 3% of Americans, roughly 10 million people, struggle with a gambling addiction.